Cuban pianist Gonzalo Rubalcaba was there from his 2010 Five Passion Records CD entitled Faith. The tune we heard, Blue in Green 2 by Miles Davis and Bill Evans. Gonzalo Rubalcaba. Well, to remind you once again, you're listening to Night Train here on KRVS 88.7 FM in Lafayette and Lake Charles. Up next, the great guitarist, Wes Montgomery. Thank you. guitarist Wes Montgomery. He's backed there by Mel Ryan on the organ and Jimmy Cobb on the drums. That's from a 1963 Riverside recording entitled Boss Guitar. The tunes that we heard were, first of all, Besame Mucho and Dearly Beloved, Wes Montgomery. Well, you're listening to Night Train here on KRC 8.7 FM in Lafayette and Lake Charles, and I'm John Green, your host. Time now to listen to Stan Getz, the late, great Stan Getz and his quartet, live at the Village Vanguard from back in 1961. This recording was recently unearthed and recently re-released. Getz at the Gate is the title of the two CD set. We're going to listen to the first CD today. He's backed by Steve Kuhn on the piano, John Neves on the bass, and Roy Haynes on the drums. Thank you.
Thank you. Davis compositions called So What? Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Tenor sax player Stan Getz there, from his recently released 2-CD set, Getz at the Gate, released on the Verve Records label. The tunes that we heard them play there were It's All Right With Me, Wildwood, When the Sun Comes Out, and Impressions. There are about five more tracks on that particular disc, and then there's a second disc we're going to be listening to in the not-too-far-distant future. Stan Getz and the Stan Getz Quartet live at the Village Gate, 1961. Well, that just about does it for Night Train for another week. Hope you've enjoyed the show, and you'll come back again next Tuesday from 8 to 10, or you can catch us early in the morning on Saturdays from 4 until 6. Let's go out tonight with the Great Jazz Trio. That features Hank Jones on the piano, his brother Elvin on the drums, Richard Davis on the bass. This particular CD, released on the 441 Records label back in 2002. We're going to hear the track Yesterdays. Stay tuned now for Djamil Garnier's Passport to Modern Jazz. Till next Tuesday, this is John Green. Take care. Thank you.
Tune in to KRBS 88.7 FM, Thursday nights at 11 p.m. for the Minor Chord. Discover production techniques, effects, instruments, and the players who use them.
You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, online at krvs.org.